Hello, thank you for joining. I'm Roberto Fernandez Bautista, and in this talk I'll explain how I developed the design importer for KiCad. A warning before we start, in this talk I'm going to assume that you know the basics of C++, in particular that you know things like a vector and a map from the standard template library, but if you don't know any C++, I hope you'll find some parts of the talk interesting. So let's start. In case you haven't heard of it before, CadStar is a mid-range PCB design package from Zuken. It's been attracted to many small and medium-sized companies due to its relatively low cost compared to options like Altium or Cadence. So before I started writing the importer, I had a personal interest in moving away from CadStar and looking at other tools. But as I found out, there isn't an easy upgrade path to other vendors. Altium claimed to have a design migration path from CadStar, but after trying it, I concluded that it didn't really work well enough, requiring many hours of manual rework for each design, so it wasn't really an option. Then I found out that KiCad had already a few importers from other design tools. CadStar unfortunately wasn't one of them, but because KiCad is open source, it meant I could write my own importer. CadStar doesn't use the concept of a project. All the information for a PCB is contained in a .pcb file, and all information for a schematic is contained in a .scm file. I went ahead and opened one of these in a text editor to just see what it looks like, and here is a .pcb file. And I can see it's a PCB file, I can see that in line 1. I can see it was generated by CadStar Design Editor version 2020.0 in line 4. Apparently line 5 is telling me it was rooted, but other than that, I don't know what the rest of the file is doing. It's clear that this is a binary format, and as far as I could tell in my searches, nobody's attempted to reverse engineer it before. I decided to explore other options because I've never reverse engineered a binary format before, but if you're interested, check out Thomas Pointzuber's presentation in about an hour's time where he covers how he reverse engineered the Altium binary format. It turns out that in order to support compatibility between different CadStar versions, CadStar also allows exporting the design into a different format called CadStar Archive. A binary SCM file can be exported to a CSA file, and a binary PCB file can be exported to a CPA file. The great thing is both of these formats are human readable. You can just open a text editor and have a look at it, and they happen to follow a very similar structure. And I'll go through that in the next two slides. So let's have a look at the file structure of the CadStar PCB archive file, this .cpa. At the top level, we've got the CadStar PCB node, and under it, we can see 7 sections. So 3 of these, the header, defaults, and display, contain settings and status information that we don't really care about when we're importing, so let's get rid of those. For the remaining 4, these actually have the information we need. So the assignments contain details of things like layer stack, root widths, net classes, and things like that. Library contains definitions for all the footprints used in the design. Parts, guess what? Contains information on parts. It's a feature that CadStar uses to link PCB footprints with chematic symbols, as well as additional metadata. And layout contains the design itself, such as text items, dimension objects, tracks, etc. So just to show you that the schematic file format is almost identical with just some small differences. So the assignments node is still there, but it's got some internal changes. Instead of layout, we've got a thing called a schematic that contains the information of the design. We've got a new high-level node called sheets, which just lists the sheet names and their IDs on the hierarchical design. And again, as before, we're not going to be interested in the header defaults or display because they just contain settings. So we're going to get rid of those. Because the two formats are almost the same, there's a lot of code that can be reused. So this is the general approach I took for reading the files. The first step was to convert the file from a sequence of characters to a sequence of tokens. This would be done by what's called a lexer or a tokenizer. The next step was going to be to look at that sequence of tokens and build up a document tree that would hold the overall structure of the file. The document tree only holds the structure itself, but it doesn't have any meaning assigned to each node at this point. So that happens with step 3. The third step is to build a data model from the document tree. This is a point where I assign meaning to each of the elements in the file. So normally this would be in the form of a struct containing descriptive variable names like nets, figures, or board shape.